this week on Texans Weekly.
It's like an animal in a cage. You know, you rattle the cage and hope they unlock it. Maybe the lock falls off. You hope somehow you're going to get out of the cage. And I think on Sunday they're finally going to open up the cage for me, and I can't wait. I'm pretty hungry.
The bottom line is, who are the best 53 men that will be reflective on this roster to give us the best chance to win, and we feel like we made those decisions.
Imperative that the Texans linebackers get their hands on Charles, or at a minimum, know whether he's going to block or be a receiver out in the pattern.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Weekly. I'm Patty Smith, and we've got a great 30 minutes in store for you. As always, each and every week, we visit with Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. We're also going to kick it out to Los Angeles and get a national perspective from a former Houston Texan, Ephraim Salaam and Tom Hill. Of course, we'll also check in with our very own John Harris on the Telestrator. But first things first, and that is your Houston Texans. They have been working hard the past 5 or 6 weeks in training camp and couldn't be more excited to be actually preparing for a game, this game one against the Kansas City Chiefs.
It feels great, you know, to have come in here, have a regular season schedule, you know, game plan. You know it's counting this week. And, you know, this is what we've been working for, you know, the regular season, you know, accumulating as many wins as possible. And it starts this week. It's a very tough test for us as a team. Really excited to be able to play in front of our home crowd. And I'm excited about it.
Anytime you're on the NFL roster, you have another chance to put the jersey on, you know, the weather shield. You have to be excited. And obviously, you know, with the season opener being at home, you know, you're in your own place and in your own building. You have to have your juices flowing a little bit. But I think you can't get too overly excited to where, you know, it overwhelms you a little bit. You just have to take it in stride.
I'm just excited. You know, I mean, it's been a lot of work so far for this moment, for these games. So, I mean, you know, we're just really close, and it's a good feeling.
Of course, the 53-man roster is pretty much in place. All the cuts have been made over the last couple of weeks, and it gave Houston Texans fans a chance to see all kinds of different players, but not so much the guys that we're necessarily going to be seeing in week one. J.J. Watt did not play in the preseason. Vince Wilfork didn't play in the preseason, nor did Jonathan Joseph. So this first week matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs will be the first time we'll see a lot of these guys, specifically on the defense, start to gel.
We look forward to coming back and playing football. And when you go to training camp, you know, you've been off for all this while, and all of a sudden, no preseason game. So you're kind of biting at the bit a little bit to try to, and you're eager to get going. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of emotion for, you know, myself and JJ and Joseph without playing preseason. But we've been practicing our tails off. We've been healthy. So it's just going to be a lot of excitement going into the first game, being able to play home. For me, being able to play in a different, in front of a different crowd. I heard how crazy they get, so I'm looking forward to that. But at the end of the day, it's football. You know, we've been playing football all our lives. I've been playing football since I was four. So one thing I do know how to do is play football. So I just got to let the game come to me and just go out there with a relaxed mind and prepare well and be okay.
That would be the understatement of the century. I explained it the other day. It's like an animal in a cage. You know, you rattle the cage and hope they unlock it. Maybe the lock falls off. You hope somehow you're going to get out of the cage. And I think on Sunday they're finally going to open up the cage for me, and I can't wait. I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah, we look good on paper. But obviously, you have to go out there and get it done in the games. And I think, you know, the veteran guys, like I said earlier, have to go out and lead the way and show the young guys. You know, we have to take it from the classroom to the practice field. And obviously, you go out there on Sunday and let the chips fall with it, man.
And on the offensive side of the ball, Brian Hoyer, of course, was named the starting quarterback. And with Arian Foster out, Alfred Blue will get the start in the backfield. And, of course, with the loss of Andre Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins is the number one guy. He's looking forward to the challenge, and he's got some pretty good weapons to help him out.
Nah, I don't really feel the pressure at all. I mean, I've never really been the number one wide receiver, you know. But I don't really feel any pressure, you know. This is what I play for. This is what I come to work every day, you know, to be, you know, the guy that they can go to every play. So I don't feel any pressure at all.
We've put a lot of time into it. So not just with Hop, but all those guys, they're all willing to work, you know, stay after practice, make sure we get it right until we know it's right. So, you know, when you're willing to put the time in, The chemistry is going to naturally develop.
Yeah, we have high expectations for DeAndre. He has high expectations for himself. You know, he's a guy that came back for early training camp because of the injury that he had, the surgery that he had over the offseason. So we brought him back to make sure he was okay, and he took off from there. He's had a really good preseason out on the practice field. You know, he hasn't played a whole lot in the preseason for obvious reasons to me. That's in the best interest of the team. But in the New Orleans game, I thought he made some big plays. And so he's a guy that we're really counting on to have a really good year, and we believe that he will.
On the injury front, Tom Savage, of course, is out for the season with a shoulder. Head coach Bill O'Brien told us that Arian Foster is working out hard, making progress, and should be back sooner rather than later. And Dwayne Brown, who is battling a hand injury, says he's ready to go.
I get the job done. You know, I wouldn't go out there if I couldn't get the job done. So that's the bottom line.
He practiced today, and it looked pretty good. So I don't think it's easy, you know, practicing with that type of injury. But I think if anybody can do it, he can. He's a very tough guy. This guy is a heart and soul type of guy. So I look forward to him going out there and playing on Sunday.
All right, we have to take our first time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll sit down with Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.